Good morning and welcome to
Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. Today our guest is a fellow Californian, and I hope I'm right about that, Kathy. Are you still in California?
No, actually, I'm in Chicago.
She's in Chicago. That's because I saw her last in California. Okay, anyway, here we have Kathy Woodliff, and she is Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y, at Woodliff, L-I-F-F, global.com. I want to get that out of the way so people can write it down, because I know once we get going here, we're going to just take off. Kathy is a specialist in high-performance leadership, new product innovation, development and implementation strategies. She has an MBA from the University of Chicago, a BA in psychology, and she has, in her career, been in charge of $2 billion divisions in a Fortune 500 company. They sent her in to fix underperforming units and start new units. And she has really emerged to help businesses discover their core purpose and helps them focus on kingdom value initiatives. So we have a lot in common. And Kathy, as we discussed in the pre-show, could you just share our connection, and then I'll start asking you some questions that are going to help our listeners today.
Sure, I'd be happy to. And thanks, Laurie Beth. It's a pleasure to be on your show today. And there are really two connections that we've had. One was, believe it or not, almost 15 years ago when part of kind of an executive committee for, women executives at a large church in the Chicagoland area, we actually invited you out to speak about the path and developing your own mission statement. And I know that that was very transformative to a number of the women who heard you that day. And then we reconnected back in February when we were at the same conference in California, and just caught up over the last 15 years in terms of what we each have been doing. And at that point, you invited me to be on your program, which I appreciate.
Well, you just, it's just such a treat to meet and reconnect with a powerful woman of purpose, and that's what you are. And in the pre-show, I asked, what would be the ideal result of the show? And just to reveal Kathy's heart, she didn't say, I want more business. She said, I want to encourage people about their journey. So I'm sure that more business will come as a result of our call. I'm praying for that for you. And also,
thank you.
Just love your heart about the spirit of encouragement. So why did you leave a high-powered job to start your own company?
Well, what is interesting is my journey started several years before I left my position, and there were two things that were really happening about 5 years ago. One was I heard a message, and I really don't remember anything about the message that I heard other than this one question: is God enough? And that really became a haunting question for me, because I felt like, here I am, I'm a committed Christian, I want to be able to say yes to that question, but I really didn't feel like I could. I felt like there was too much comfort probably in the position that I had and the influence that I had and the money that I was getting as a result of my position, that I was probably holding on a little too tightly to that. And then at about the same period of time, I just had this growing sense that I was not operating at the level that God designed me to operate at. And I felt like there was a gap between where I was operating and where God wanted me to be operating, but I didn't exactly know what that gap was and how to bridge that gap. So through a whole series of events, spending a lot of time in prayer and seeking godly counsel, I kind of embarked on this journey of leaving where I was and starting my own business.
What's so profound about that is many people come to God from a point of pain and discomfort, but you, threw yourself into God from a point of high comfort. And so that's just remarkable to me. So what were your first steps?
Well, so I left my job. I took, you know, I just took some time off to just kind of clear my head and figure out, okay, so what am I going to do? And I felt like here I was open, available, and ready for whatever God wanted to do. And to be honest, I didn't have a clue. And, you know, I hear so many stories of people who, like, transition in their careers, and they feel like they have this direction from God in terms of what their next steps are. And
what?
I thought, okay, here I am, Lord, what do you want?
Yeah, the
and
red
so,
carpet
and,
rolls out.
Right. I was expecting to get, like, this grand vision of what God wanted to do with my life, and I felt like it was just this whole series of small steps that led to the next step. So when I first started out, I thought I've always had a heart for helping people in need who are less fortunate, and a lot of my time when I wasn't working was trying to help people primarily in the developing world through some short-term mission trips or being part of an advisory board that dispersed funding to some needy projects in the developing world. So I thought maybe there was a way to take my technical expertise in insurance and marry that with my passion. And so the first steps I was taking were kind of along the whole lines of microinsurance, which is very similar to microlending in that it's providing insurance for people who can't afford insurance and trying to figure out ways to make it affordable and available to them. And so initially I thought that's where God was leading, and I had my first project was with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and I was really trying to help them determine whether some of their grant funding was effective in the arena of microinsurance. So I did that for about 6 months. It was a really neat experience, and then it seemed like God closed the door on that, and it's like, okay, now what?
Mm. So what did you do? Well, yeah, when God closes the door, it's like, wait. Where's
right.
The window? So did another door just immediately fling open, or did you go into a period of darkness and waiting?
Yeah, definitely a period of waiting, and, you know, during that time, I met with some people, because during this whole journey, I just wanted to make sure that in addition to me praying about what God wanted to do next in my life, that I was just really seeking godly counsel. And one of the friends that I met with said, Kathy, it may not have anything to do with your technical expertise. It may have more to do with your leadership ability, your ability to bring people together, to kind of look at, you know, how to change cultures of organization and to have a strong foundation to make a difference going forward. So as I started kind of going down that path and saying, okay, so how could I really help organizations, it then became not just about what I would do personally in my business, but how I could leverage my skills and abilities to help other organizations. And that's how it kind of eventually evolved to helping them determine what their core purpose is.
So give us an example. Of course, our listeners are well aware of the PATH process and helping how we help individuals and teens and kids and families find their mission statement. How does that play out in the business world? Can you give us an example?
Yeah, well, the first thing is a lot of the business owners that I've been working with, they are looking to make a difference. They're looking to somehow leave a legacy. And a lot of them think they have to leave their businesses to do that. And so what I come in and do is I actually say, you know, there really is a fundamental reason that business exists that really transcends economic considerations, and it's helping them figure out what that fundamental reason is that their business exists, because God has blessed them with, you know, a lot of these business owners with these amazing businesses, and it's helping them see that they have this potential that's much bigger than just making a profit. And the businesses that really see their role as transformative in society see profit as a necessary condition of existence, but it's, you know, it's more like oxygen. You need it to survive, but it's not the point of life. And so once they really capture that that vision, then it's really about helping them develop the core purpose of the business. And it's, first of all, working with the business owner in terms of, you know, what their passions are, what their interests are, what really resonates with them, and then working with people in the organization to see where some of those connection points are, and trying, and then looking from the perspective of what does the business do? How does it impact the community in which it operates, the products, how does it impact the communities in which their products are utilized, and then trying to figure out what would really make sense for the business so that it's really core to what they do, but it's more about how they can improve the communities that they live in and that they serve for the greater good.
Is there a specific example you can share, or?
Well, I think one, so let me share like an example that most people will know, and then I'll share an example of a business that I'm working with.
Okay.
So an example of, most people have heard of Tom's Shoes. And
sure,
Tom's
I was
Shoes,
thinking the same thing.
Yeah, they, you know, their whole, they started the business based on core purpose with this whole idea around, for every pair of shoes that we sell, we're going to give a pair of shoes to people in need in the developing world. And so that was the model that they originally started with. And so they, and now they've gone, it's just Tom's, and they're trying to, it was like this, they have this one-for-one theme, and now they're moving to eyewear and eyeglasses and selling eyeglasses mm-hmm. in the U.S. and then giving a pair to somebody in need in the developing world. So that's an example that a lot of people may already know about. One of the companies that I'm working with in, and we're just in the very initial stages in downtown Chicago, it's a restaurant, and you know, one of the things that they're looking at is how can we use what we do to make a difference. And so a couple of the projects that we're potentially looking at is, one is in the south side of Chicago, there are these areas called food deserts where you can't even find a grocery store in these communities. And so we're looking at, is there a way to somehow potentially fund a grocery store in the area so people can actually get food, good food, you know, healthy food that they need for their families, and it's in the community. And then one of the things that we're thinking of doing is maybe offering cooking classes so people will know how to cook appropriately, as opposed to just going to fast food
mm-hmm.
and just purchasing fast food. But really, how can you make food? How can you shop for food that's healthy, more healthy for you? How can you make food that's more healthy for you? So we're looking at some initiatives like that to see if we can't use what this restaurant does really well and take it to a community that could really use some help and teach them how to do these things effectively in the community.
Mm. How beautiful. As we're closing out the show, Kathy, an image comes to mind of a bicycle, and the inner core of the wheel is only, let's say, you know, an inch and a half or 2 inches, and then there's spokes that radiate out. So that would be the core purpose. And then all these initiatives, like you're talking about, they actually make the wheel bigger.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. so that the organization can move faster. And this is what Kathy is all about. Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y, at woodliffglobal.com. Woodliff, L-I-F-F, as in Frank, frankglobal.com. Kathy, it's been delightful to reconnect with you. Thank you for taking the time today to share your heart with our listeners. And I know you've inspired me. So let's see what God does with this show. Blessings.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the time, Lori. Thank you.
All righty. And listeners, think about your core purpose and go out and make a difference in your community like Kathy is doing. Blessings to you, and we'll talk next week. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you. Bye.